and welcome back to Radio Freedom 106.8. We've had to cut that track quite short, actually, because it's a long one. Anyway, we're going to go on to a birthday. We're going to say hello and happy birthday to some famous people today. Eric Clapton, who is 53. What a wonderful man. Rolf Harris, he's excellent. He's 68 today. Celine Dion, who's 30, but she always looks a bit older for me, I'm afraid.
And
a big icon and inspired Vidal Sassoon and all that lot, Warren Beatty. But we're not playing any of these people anyway, because they're crap and they don't sing very good songs. So instead we're going to go on to a next tune, which is by Sheryl Crow, in fact. She actually went out with Eric Clapton, and I think they split up a couple of months ago, didn't they, dear?
Well, that blooming Charlie, she's pinching all my lines tonight.
Sorry,
we'll
I'm on
just
a roll.
Give you Cheryl Crow.
Moving swiftly onwards, in the news today, Gary Glitter, wonder what that was rhyming slang for, he's been charged with child pornography, 50 offences to be exact. Apparently he was carted off. Charlie's telling me all this in the background here. She's saying he's been carted off to the to the cop station at 11 o'clock this morning, and we don't want to be in your gang, Gary.
Definitely not. And on a lighter note, poor old Paulie Yates. She did an interview last night, apparently, and I didn't see it. I was in bed, fast asleep, after a long night out. anyway, going back to what was saying, Michael Hutchins, apparently he did not commit suicide, she said. He was pushed. And here's the next track.
Charlie wants it really, really to go to number one. They're also doing Tea in the Park and a private one-off gig, which I can't read. Oh, yes, Charlie says, stay tuned. Oh, hello. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Hello again, you're still listening to Radio Freedom 106.8. I'm Shirley and I'm here with Karen this evening. Right then, we've actually hit headlines, national press. Derby, God, they must be desperate to drag something up from us, aren't they? Apparently, on Old Mansfield Road, they're erecting an ornamental wall. And this is supposed to, for drivers who suffer from really bad road rage, it's supposed to combat it. God knows how. A few yew trees have been spread around, and
they've got peace and harmony.
And an ornamental wall. Absolutely fantastic. So in other words, instead of going over the hump, you can actually go into the wall. Instead of going over the ring. Yeah, got me? Yeah, right, fine. Right then. But what I also read in the Evening Telegraph this evening was that Full Street are actually moving. They're actually moving to Chester Green.
I can't think why.
So, what is the point of having something like a bloody big ornamental thing? You can't say bloody.
Are you allowed to say bloody?
Yes, of course.
Bloody's
you are.
All right.
Bloody's
all
right, fine. Right. What is the point of having a great big ornamental wall and having Full Street Police Station nearby? You can't do much there, can you, really? You're going to be calm anyway, aren't you?
I don't know. I got lost with the YouTube, so here's the next one.
I don't think it was, actually. I was going to introduce Whitetown, because we've actually got on the map now, haven't we? Really?
Yeah, well, I think we're having a slight technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty?
Enough of Whitetown there. You were listening to the Ménage à Trois live and loud on Radio Freedom 106.8 FM. We were, Charlie and Karen.
We were actually down to two as
we
well.
We were, yes. Une étiquette de nous ce soir, mais tant pis.
And actually, Karen is going to be the commentator in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. It's absolutely wonderful. And plus, the girl, actually, that's singing for England comes from Derby. So we'll be getting loads and loads of points.
England, 1,000 points.
And it's goodbye from her.
See you in the gutter.